Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast. I'm Annabelle Pitcott.
And I'm Bill Pitcott. Today, we are taking on what might be the most ambitious, maybe even terrifying baby purchase of them all.
Mm-hmm.
The stroller. You know that exact moment, don't you? You're standing in the aisle, looking at dozens of these things, and it feels less like shopping and more like you're staring at the final boss in a video game.
Oh, absolutely.
Just get hit with all this jargon, lightweight, full-size, modular travel system, and your brain just shuts down.
It does. And the reason it's so overwhelming is that a stroller isn't just transport. It's your mobile command center. It's a nap pod. It's basically the trunk of your car all rolled into one. So our mission in this deep dive is to take all that complexity and just, you know, break it down using the expert guidance from the Pitcott best-selling material. We want to structure your decision.
A shortcut to becoming a stroller pro.
I love it. We're going to go beyond just the basic features and really give you the tools you need to figure out quality and longevity.
And that is exactly what we need. And I should mention, the insights we're sharing today are all pulled directly from the comprehensive, best-selling ebooks available right on the Pitcott ebook store. So if you want to download those expert guides and checklists for yourself, please visit www.pitcott.com/books today. And before we get rolling, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't already, and definitely activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, go ahead and press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too. Okay. Let's start with the critical first step, the budget reality check. We have to talk about the money. I mean, we've all seen the prices. Some of these strollers can cost as much as a used car. It's kind of shocking.
It is. But the advice from Pitcott here is really some tough love that will save you so much time and heartache later. You have to set your non-negotiable budget before you even start browsing.
Right. So you don't fall in love with something way out of your price range.
Mm.
Exactly. And that budget isn't a limitation. It's really a focusing tool. The second you decide your limit, whether it's $200 or $1,000, you instantly filter out, you know, maybe 80% of the choices that just don't matter to you.
That makes sense. And that brings us to the biggest factor for that budget, which is lifestyle alignment. The Pitcott guides call it the why.
Yes. It's all about being brutally honest with yourself about where this thing is going to go and how hard it's going to work.
So, like, am I just walking on smooth sidewalks or am I going off-road?
Precisely. If you are exclusively on paved trails and suburban sidewalks, your need for some heavy-duty advanced suspension is, well, it's minimal. You can focus on other things like storage and comfort.
But if you're in a city.
Oh, that changes everything. Then you need maximum maneuverability, a really tight turning radius, and something that collapses down into a tiny package. Because let's be real, storage space is gold in an apartment.
And what if your lifestyle is more rugged? Daily walks on dirt roads, maybe jogging through a park?
Then you absolutely must prioritize the mechanics. We're talking about large air-filled tires. And genuine coil spring suspension, not just a bit of flex in the frame.
What's the trade-off there?
It's usually weight and a little more maintenance. But the alternative is a really rough ride for your baby and a stroller that just won't last. The Pitcott research is super clear on this. When the terrain is challenging, good suspension is the single best investment you can make.
Okay, so speaking of good investments, let's talk about the practical features. For travelers, the one-hand fold is always mentioned as a must-have.
It is non-negotiable for anyone who's on public transport or planes a lot. But here's a key insight from the Pitcott material that people miss.
What's that?
Don't just test the one-hand fold. You have to test the one-hand unfold and whether it can stand up on its own.
I see.
Yeah, because trying to wrestle a stroller open with a baby on your hip at the airport curb, that's the true test of good engineering.
That's a detail I definitely would have missed. What about comfort elements?
Yes. Starting with comfort for the parents, adjustable handlebars. This is not a vanity feature. If you or your partner are tall or short, hunching over the wrong size handle for hours, it's going to cause back pain. It's an ergonomic necessity.
Okay, and for the baby?
For the baby, you want a full reclined seat that's essential for naps on the go and a really large canopy, preferably with a little peekaboo window so you can check on them.
And the storage basket underneath, I'm guessing. Bigger is just better, right?
Generally, yes, but you have to check the access. A huge basket that's blocked by crossbars when the seat is reclined is well, it's useless.
Good point.
You want a basket you can easily slide a packed diaper bag into, even when the baby's asleep. Think of it as your mobile storage unit. It has to be durable and easy to get to. So let's shift from those features to the absolute bedrock of this whole decision. Safety. This is where it gets serious.
Priority number one.
Okay, so the certification is the baseline. If it doesn't meet current safety standards, it's just off the list. Simple as that.
It's an immediate deal breaker. But once you have that, what are the specific features Pitcott tells us to inspect really closely?
Let's hear it.
First is the harness. It has to be a 5-point harness, securing them over both shoulders, both hips, and between the legs, like a mini car seat.
And what about the buckle itself?
Great question. You need to check the mechanism. Is it easy for you to use, but, you know, impossible for a curious toddler to figure out? Test it a few times, make sure it clicks smoothly and the straps aren't twisted.
And brakes. That feels like a no-brainer. But what are the common problems we should be looking for?
Reliability is everything. Foot brakes should lock both rear wheels instantly. At the same time, that's the standard.
And for jogging strollers with the handbrakes?
That's a different inspection. You need to check the cable tension and make sure the brake isn't rubbing the wheel when it's off. Pitcott suggests that for city life, where you stop and start a lot, a quick foot brake is better. But for runners, that handbrake gives you control on hills.
Okay, beyond brakes, what about the frame itself? How do we know if it's sturdy?
Sturdy means minimal flex. So if you push on the side of the handle, the frame shouldn't wobble or twist a lot at the joints. You also want a wide base to prevent tipping.
Which leads right to that classic mistake.
Yeah.
Hanging heavy bags on the handlebar.
Exactly. Strollers are balanced, assuming the child is in the seat. The moment you take the baby out and leave a heavy bag hanging there, the center of gravity shifts and it can tip backward in an instant. It's so dangerous.
So always use the basket underneath.
Always. Or get an organizer that's specifically designed and balanced for your model.
Let's pivot from safety to comfort, because a safe stroller is useless if your kid hates sitting in it. We touched on suspension, but what are the real differences?
This is where materials really matter. So you have three basic types. First is just simple frame flexibility. You see this in lightweight models, and it offers very little bump absorption.
Okay, what's next?
Second is spring suspension, usually in higher-end models. It uses small coils at the wheels for genuine shock dampening. It makes a real difference.
And the third type?
That's usually tied to the tires themselves. The big pneumatic or air-filled tires you see on joggers. The air pressure itself provides a level of shock absorption that plastic or foam just can't match.
But the downside is flaps.
The downside is flats and extra weight. So foam-filled tires are maintenance-free and lighter, but they do transmit more vibration. The Pitcott data suggests for most people, high-quality foam tires with some spring suspension is the best balance.
That makes perfect sense. If I live in a third-floor walk-up, those foam tires suddenly seem a lot more appealing.
Absolutely. Your daily reality has to guide the decision. And speaking of long-term thinking, let's talk about the reversible seat again. Why is that feature so important?
It's because it grows with them emotionally. Mm-hmm. When they're tiny infants, they want to see your face. It's calming.
Mm-hmm.
But then they hit maybe 9 months, a year, and a switch flips. They become little explorers who are desperate to face the world.
Mm-hmm.
A reversible seat means you don't need two different strollers for those two very different stages.
That's a great way to put it. We've covered a ton of info already, and for anyone who wants to see the detailed charts and checklists we're referencing, just visit www.pitcott.com for more of these expert resources.
All right, so now that we get the core features, let's quickly categorize the five main stroller types. This should help narrow things down.
Definitely. First up, you have the full-size strollers. These are the workhorses. They've got the best suspension, tons of storage, all the luxury features.
So the downside is they're heavy.
Very heavy. A big weight penalty. They can be a pain in small shops and take up a lot of trunk space.
Okay. And the opposite of that would be the umbrella strollers.
Right. Lightweight, super easy to fold, perfect for quick trips, travel, or just as a second stroller to keep in the car. But you're trading off suspension and storage. They usually don't have much of either.
Got it. Third, the jogging stroller.
These are highly specialized, three big wheels, amazing suspension. They're built for high-speed stability. A key tip here, don't buy one if you don't actually jog. They can be hard to maneuver in tight spaces because of that front wheel.
And then the very popular travel systems.
Yep. Ideal for newborns. You get a stroller frame and a compatible infant car seat that just clicks right in, so you can move a sleeping baby from the car to the stroller without waking them up. It's a lifesaver.
A total game changer.
Just remember, the car seat part only lasts for about a year. Then you move on to using the main stroller seat.
And finally, for bigger families, the double or tandem strollers.
And the distinction is important. A tandem is long and narrow kids sit front to back. A double is wide side by side. Your choice there really just depends on the width of the doorways you go through every day.
These categories really help. And that brings us to the secondhand market. Buying used is a great way to save money, but it requires a lot of careful inspection.
It does. You need a detailed checklist to avoid buying someone else's broken stroller.
So what are the non-negotiables to inspect?
Okay, beyond the obvious stuff like cracks, rust, or weird smells, you have to test the structural integrity. Check the hinges and folding joints. That's where they wear out first. If the frame flexes a lot when you push on it, its life is probably near the end.
And what's the most critical safety check?
Recalls. You must check that the model and manufacturing date haven't been recalled. You can find this online easily. Find the manufacturing sticker on the frame and use the model number to check its safety status.
That is a potentially life-saving tip.
It really is. And assuming it passes all the checks, you still have to give it a deep clean. Wipe down the frame, wash all the removable fabric, and inspect that harness one last time. Look for sun fading. It can make the plastic brittle. The buckles feel weak, just walk away.
Okay, once you've narrowed it down, let's talk add-ons, the extras that make your life easier.
These are the quality of life upgrades. We're talking snack trays and cup holders, because life runs on spilled crackers and coffee.
Huh, so true. What about protective add-ons?
A rain shield and a mosquito net are essential, depending on your climate. And a good parent console for your keys and phone is great, but a word of caution from the Pitcott analysis. Avoid the generic clip-on ones that can make the stroller top-heavy.
And the sun canopy. They vary so much in quality.
We do. You need a canopy that not only extends far, but is also made of UPF-rated fabric. It needs to cover the baby from head to toe when it's fully extended.
Okay, so we've done all the research. We have a short list. The final step, and you cannot skip this, is the physical test.
You have to try before you buy. Go to a store, find a floor model. What are we testing when we push it around?
Maneuverability. Can you push it with one hand? Try turning a tight 180-degree corner like you're in a crowded coffee shop. Listen for squeaks or rattles and test the fold over and over. Does it lock smoothly or is it a huge struggle?
And the final deal breaker, does it fit in your car trunk?
Yes. Don't forget this. Measure your trunk beforehand. Nothing is worse than fighting with a bulky frame in a busy parking lot after you've already bought it. The Pitcott material wraps up with two final growth questions to ask yourself. The first one is, can I manage this with one hand?
And that question really speaks to your sanity, because you almost always have a baby or a coffee or something occupying one of your hands. If you need two free hands just to operate the stroller, it's going to become a burden fast.
And the second question, to make sure it's a good investment, will this grow with us for at least 2 years?
This forces you to think beyond the tiny newborn stage. Will your curious, heavy toddler still fit comfortably? Does the seat adjust enough for sleeping and for sitting up and exploring? If you can say yes, you've probably found a winner. You know, at the end of the day, choosing a stroller isn't just a purchase. It's a sleep. It's really an optimization of your mobility and your mental space. It's a lifeline on the go. When you focus on your actual lifestyle, you find the equipment that fits your family perfectly.
And here's the wonderful concluding thought from the source material. Once you pick it, load it up, walk around the block, and just start making memories. The stroller is just a tool, but it's part of this beautiful journey you're starting. Thank you so much for being there with us for this deep dive.
And for more expert guidance, all those detailed checklists, and the complete evaluation criteria we talked about today, please visit www.pitcott.com.
And if you enjoyed this show, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It really does help others access it too. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.